Well, welcome to Cork Airport. And at Cork Airport today, I'm going to introduce you to a long poem, but fairly long, by T.S. Eliot called The Hollow Men. Dedication, I says. A penny for the old guy. What's the connection between a penny for the old guy and the hollow men is? I haven't a clue. T.S. Eliot died 1965, born in 1888. So first of all, you're going to hear T.S. Eliot reading the poem, and then you're going to hear me reading the poem. It's going to be an experience for sure.
The hollow men. We are the hollow men. We are the stuck men leaning together. Head piece filled with straw, alas. Our dried voices, when we whisper together, are quiet and meaningless as wind in dry grass, or rat's feet over broken glass in our dry cellar. Shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed for gesture without motion. Those who have crossed with direct eyes to death's other kingdom, remember us, if at all, not as lost, violent souls, but only as the hollow men, the stubbed men. Eyes I dare not meet in dreams, in death's dream kingdom, these do not appear. There the eyes are sunlight on a broken column. There is a tree swinging, and voices are in the wind singing, more distant and more solemn than a fading star. Let me be no nearer in death's dream kingdom. Let me also wear such deliberate disguises, rat's coat, crow's skin, crossed staves, in a field, behaving as the wind behaves, no nearer. Not that final meeting in the twilight kingdom. This is the dead land. This is cactus land. Here the stone images are raised. Here they receive the supplication of a dead man's hand under the twinkle of a fading star. Is it like this in death's other kingdom? Waking alone at the hour when we are trembling with tenderness, lips that would kiss warm prayers to broken stone. The eyes are not here, there are no eyes here, in this valley of dying stars, in this hollow valley, this broken jaw of our lost kingdoms. In this last of meeting places, we grope together and avoid speech, gathered on this beach of the tumid river, sightless unless the eyes reappear, as the perpetual star, multifoliate rose of death's twilight kingdom, the hope only of empty men. Here we go round the prickly pear, prickly pear, prickly pear. Here we go round the prickly pear at 5 o'clock in the morning. Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act, falls the shadow, for thine is the kingdom. Between the conception and the creation, between the emotion and the response, falls the shadow. Life is very long. Between the desire and the spasm, between the potency and the existence, between the essence and the descent, falls the shadow. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is. Life is. For thine is the. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but a whimper.
Well, thank you, T.S. Eliot. Thank you very much for that poem. And now I'm going to have a go at it. It's the first time I've ever read this poem, so I'm looking forward to it immensely. Well, read it out loud, I mean. Recorded it. Can't even remember when I last read it. If I've ever read the whole of it, I'm not sure. So here we go. The Hollow Men by T.S. Eliot. We are the hollow men. We are the stuffed men, leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas, our dried voices. When we whisper together, are quiet and meaningless as wind in dry grass or rats' feet over broken glass in our dry cellar. Shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed force, gesture without motion. Those who have crossed with direct eyes to death's other kingdom, remember us, if at all, not as lost, violent souls, but only as the hollow men. Eyes I dare not meet in dreams, in death's dream kingdom, these do not appear. There the eyes are sunlight on a broken column. There is a tree swinging and voices are in the winds singing, more distant and more solemn than a fading star. Let me be no nearer in death's dream kingdom. Let me also wear such deliberate disguises, rat's coat, crow's skin, crossed staves in a field, behaving as the wind behaves. No nearer, not that final meeting in the twilight kingdom. This is the dead land, this is the cactus land. Here the stone images are raised, here they receive the supplication of a dead man's hand under the twinkle of a fading star. Is it like this in death's other kingdom, waking alone, the hour when we are trembling with tenderness, lips that would kiss form prayers to broken stone? The eyes are not here. There are no eyes here. In this valley of dying stars, in this hollow valley, this broken jaw of our lost kingdoms, in this last of meeting places, we grope together and avoid speech. Sightless, gathered on this beach of the tumid river. Sightless, unless the eyes reappear as the perpetual star, multifoliate rose of death's twilight kingdom, the hope only of empty men. Here we go round the prickly pear, prickly pear, prickly pear. Here we go round the prickly pear at 5 o'clock in the morning. Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act, falls the shadow. Thine is the kingdom. Between the conception and the creation, between the emotion and the response, falls the shadow. Life is very long. Between the desire and the spasm, between the potency and the existence, between the essence and the descent, falls the shadow. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is life. Is for thine is that. For thine is life is. For thine is death. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but a whimper. Wow. I gotta do that end again. For thine is. Life is. For thine is. That. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but a whimper. Not with a bang, but a whimper.